Our next neurotology fellow award recipient is Dr. Felipe Santos, who's at the House Ear Clinic, and is going to be presenting the histopathological markers of hearing loss in intralabyrinthine schwannomas, implications for management. This is also a very important work for most of us who've seen these types of tumors, although they're rare when they present. These tumors just inexorably deafen the hearing, and there's very little you can do about them. If you operate on them, you lose the hearing. So we look with great interest at this critical look at the temporal bone histology of these tumors. Felipe.
Good afternoon. My name is Felipe Santos, and I have nothing to disclose as it relates to this presentation. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to share with you this afternoon our review of 24 cases of intralabyrinthine schwannomas and the histopathological review of 7 temporal bone specimens with the same diagnosis. This is a collaborative effort, and I want to thank the contributions of Dr. Fred Linthicum, John House, and Eric Wilkinson. This is a photomicrograph of an intralabyrinthine schwannoma where we see tumor within the medialis of the cochlea extending along the dendrites in the basal turn of the cochlea. These are benign tumors that can originate along the vestibular or cochlear division of the eighth nerve, and like their medial counterparts, they exhibit Antoni A and B features and stain positive for S100 immunoperoxidase. In distinction to their more medial counterparts, however, their intralabyrinthine location does preclude hearing preservation strategies with surgical resection and radiation therapy. This is a typical case of a 43-year-old woman who presented about a decade ago with a progressive left-sided hearing loss. Shown in green, she actually had a mixed hearing loss picture, but was followed by her primary care physician for about 3 years. At that time, she developed 3 episodes of vertigo. She saw an otolaryngologist, had an MRI, and this revealed a tumor within the basal turn of the cochlea. She's been followed over the past decade with this progression of hearing loss, shown in this colored audiogram, has had no further episodes of vertigo. When we look at her recent MRI, on your left, we have the T1-weighted sequence with gadolinium in the axial plane, and you can see that there's tumor in the basal turn extending to the vestibule. And looking at a heavily weighted T2 sequence, we see that there is fluid restriction corresponding to the location of the tumor. So this pattern of enhancement with T1 with GAD and fluid restriction on heavily weighted T2 sequences was seen in all 24 of our patients. Symptomatically, hearing loss with variable degrees of tinnitus is the most common presentation. Over half of our patients did present with either episodic disequilibrium or vertigo, though anecdotally, over time, this is not the predominant clinical feature. If we look at a heat map of the location of these tumors, red indicating a higher number of tumors in the location, the majority of these tumors occur in the basal turn, with some extending into the vestibule. When we did statistical analysis, looking at tumor location as a predictor for degree of hearing loss at presentation or at the time of the worst audiogram, there was no statistical correlation. When we did statistical analysis for tumor location and presence or absence of vestibular symptoms, again, there was no statistical correlation. So at presentation, the majority of patients in our series had serviceable hearing. They were class A or class B. Interestingly, 25% of the patients presented with a mixed audiogram like the one shown. The majority of these patients described progressive loss, but a quarter did describe a sudden sensory neural hearing loss. So clinically, we're left with a picture that's dominated by the hearing loss, and over time, these patients don't have a lot of vestibular complaints. So we turn to the histopathology to see what we might learn about the mechanisms of the hearing loss. In the interest of time, I'm going to summarize those pathological changes, many of which are directly correlated to hearing loss. We observed loss of the spiral ganglion cells, as shown here, being replaced by the presence of the tumor, distension and collapse of Reiser's membrane. Here in the mid-turn of the cochlea, we see loss of both inner and outer hair cells. We saw loss of dendrites in an image I showed you previously with extension of the tumor towards the organ of Corti. Additional changes included atrophy of the stria vascularis. We had the contralateral ear as a specimen for reference, which did not show these changes. There was rupture of the saccule, distension of the saccule shown here extended against the foot plate of the stapes, and in this rather dramatic presentation, there was tumor extension into the middle ear with subluxation of the stapes, consistent with both mechanism for sensory neural and conductive hearing loss. So in summary, we have this diffuse amount of change histologically and no way to really predict the clinical course of the hearing loss. So in our observation paradigm, the majority of these patients are being observed. 21 of 24 patients are under observation, the majority with a recommendation of annual MRI and annual audiogram. Three of the 24 patients have undergone surgical resection. All three patients had class D hearing with progressive disequilibrium. They all underwent a transotic, translabyrinthine craniotomy with a blind sac closure. This is a surgical view through the external auditory canal where the basal turn has been opened and we can see schwannoma emanating from the cochlea. So in summary, hearing loss is the most common symptom with these tumors. It can be progressive, sudden, and often presents as a mixed loss. The histopathology of intralabyrinthine schwannomas reveals cellular, neural, and membranous degeneration. Hearing preservation strategies, including observation, should be considered for the management of these tumors prior to definitive resection. Thank you for your attention.
I want to present Dr. Santos with this award as well and congratulate him on his fine research and thank you for his excellent presentation. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.